Hello, everyone. I am Angela Butler. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is Dr. Wilfer, Dr. Willie Wilfer. For those of you who do not know, Mr. Wilson is running for President of the United States for 2016. He's doing the show on Show Talk with Angela Butler, of course, at my request. I'm so glad he agreed to come on. How are you doing, Dr. Wilfer?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me, allowing me these few moments to talk with you.
Yes, sir. Okay. It's not going to be a real long interview. I'm going to do everything I can to keep it at 30 minutes.
All right. Well, take your time. I got things to do while I'm talking to you anyway, you know, so don't worry about it.
You're going to be multitasking.
That's
now,
right. I have to be these days running for president, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to point something out. As Dr. Willie Wilson, you're running for president, it's obvious that you're qualified. I mean, you're the first black man to own a McDonald's. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I qualified by being over 35 and a citizen of the United States of America.
Okay.
And that was my only qualification that meant. I run an international company that I own called Omark Medical Supplies that does anywhere from 55 million to 60 million dollars in sales on an annual basis. What's significant about that is this: is that I came from down south making 20 cents per hour, only with a 7th grade education, and it, to build something like that against all the odds, I think make me more qualified than anybody else is running, because I've been through all the ups and downs and checks and balances. I'm what you call the American dream.
Yes, you are the American dream, very much so, very much so. You have definitely have more than the home and the picket fence.
Yeah.
Now, in your career, I mean, you have 2 doctoral degrees. Am I correct?
I have 6 doctoral degrees from doing the active work that we have to do in life. And all of them got to do with Doctor of Divinity, Doctor of Humanitarian from Chicago Baptist Institute, things of that nature. Denver, Colorado Seminary School, Metropolitan Seminary School as well. So I have 6 of them, you know.
Okay. All right, great. Well, you're more than qualified. You're overly qualified. No, I'm joking.
Well, yeah, without a doubt. Mine didn't come from sitting in a schoolroom or a college, nothing like that. Mine came from actually doing it in person, you know.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, Dr. Wilson, you've also sang with the North Lee Brothers. The song "A Closer Walk with Thee" is often played at the church I go to and sing. But that's not all you did. You started the first gospel program on commercial television on WGN-TV, am I correct?
You're the first
African American to do that?
That show been in existence now for over 26 years. You could catch it on your local dial listening, your local market, by looking for Sing-Sation, SingSation, Sing-Sation, on WGN America. And it's around the world. It goes around the world.
It's around the world. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you may know Mr. Bobby Jones then.
Well, yeah, I don't. Is Bobby Jones still is on air yet, or is it going off? Which one?
I don't know, but I know at one time he had a show on television.
Yeah, right. His was on BET cable. The difference in that, mine was on network TV, you know, commercial TV.
Oh, okay.
So those are the different. Okay. And cable versus commercial television.
Okay.
That's what mine is on. So it's the first commercial gospel TV show that had been syndicated in this country. Bobby Jones was on cable, was the first one, but his was on on cable. So as you know, cable, you got to pay for it, and limited people can watch it, limited cannot. But mine was the first commercial.
Okay. So now we know we have had our first black president who is in his second term and last term as president of the United States of America, President Barack Obama. Now, like I said, you're qualified. You're more than qualified to be president. It's obvious that you're intelligent, you're educated. So what is there anything you would do different than, let's say, President Bush, President Barack Obama, President Clinton?
Well,
what is your strong point?
Yeah, let me put it this way, is that I am running on the Democratic ticket. The thing that with me is this, is that I'm not beholden to anybody in the favor. I'm not bought. In other words, I done spent my own money. I'm not bought by the major corporation.
I believe you've already put $1 million into your campaign. Am I correct or am I wrong?
That was in the mayoral election at $1 million, but the one for the president of the United States, we somewhere in the neighborhood around about right now for the last couple of months, about $400,000, right, somewhere in that area there.
Okay.
For president of the United States.
All right.
I'm using my own money because I don't want to be bought by major corporations. I'm not running for the – that's a different right there. I'm not running to be bought. Plus, the other thing that I can say that perhaps the party may not want nobody to say if you're part of the party. For example, I believe that marriage between a man and a woman, the party probably wouldn't allow nobody to say that, all right? But
yeah.
I also believe in equal and human rights, all right? And I'll say just that. If you're beholden to the party, then obviously you're going to kind of go with the way the party say go versus I believe in doing what the people want me to say and do, you know?
Okay.
So those are fundamentally different. The other one is that, different in mind coming up, is that I've been to from 20 cents per hour. None of the other presidents have been to 20 cents per hour, picking cotton and chopping cotton. Right?
Yes, I know. You made how much an hour, sir?
What I've been through, and I've been through tragic death of a 20-year-old son. I may have been through those kind of things, hard knock stuff. And so there's a big difference between myself and those. I'm what you call the American dream because I've been through those things and came up through the rank and still surviving without even dealing with drugs.
Yes. Yes, sir. And you were born in Gilbert, Louisiana. According to your bio, you lived in poor conditions, which is a similar story to my grandparents who are deceased. But, you know, that's amazing. It's not that what's the real great thing about you, even though you begin from humble beginnings in the South, what is even more than running for president is what you have become to me and you. Your financial success is impressive. Mm-hmm. And I know Mr. Donald Trump talks about that too. his own success, but I mean, he had $1 million given to him too.
Yeah.
By his family. So they say.
The Trump thing, as he said himself by his own mouth, is that he give money in order that he might get something back. I give money to churches and organizations without looking for anything back.
Okay. Right. Yes. Okay. You don't look for anything back. Yes, and that's to be shown by the honors you got in the store award that you that you have received when you were working at McDonald's. Also, if I'm not mistaken, Chicago, Illinois is where you live at now.
That's correct. I live downtown Chicago, Illinois. My wife and I also have a home in the suburban as well, a couple homes, you know.
Well, okay. couple of homes. All right. So you've given you were awarded the National Black McDonald's Owner Operator Association and for your contribution to the community, to your community.
The other thing as well is that I've employed over 30,000 people during my life and my career. I've employed.
Oh wow.
And so I know how to create jobs and things of that nature and know how to balance budget, you know?
Okay. So you can create jobs for the United States of America.
Yeah.
Okay. You have experience in that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. You know how to create jobs in the United States of America. What else would separate you as a lead for the other candidates, such as Ms. Hillary Clinton?
Well, the other thing that separates me from Hillary Clinton is a lot. I can go in a lot about. I'll just name a few. She done had about over 75 million plus is given to her by major corporations. You know, she in debt and owed those people some in return, right? I have not had any major corporation or super PAC give me any dollar except any dollar. The other thing is that between her and I is that she campaigned for the street strike that you outlaw, street strike that you out, that put our kids into prison and privatized those prisons to her friends, who is now donating to her campaign, that our kids been put in prison for misdemeanor and for the rest of their life in terms of misdemeanor and marijuana and things like that. And she campaigned for that. Now, she have admitted that she made a mistake in that, but now she's talking about reform. Well, reform ain't good enough. You know, you got to go further than that. But she have made sure that our generation have went up in prison 6 times since her husband, her, was in the White House, have been up 6 times the population have been into the prison of the United States, our young men and our young boys, in there for the wrong reason. I've not done anything like that. And so this is a more issue. So she also is coming into the African-American community trying to get votes. And she done did all this here and pretty much wash out, in my opinion, a whole generation of African-American people in the United States, because most of our young men, young ladies in prison.
And you're saying it's due to her and her husband, basically.
Basically, her and her husband. It was based on her and her husband passed, and she went on campaign, but with her husband. And she guilty of her husband and got the nerve to come into the community and ask for votes. That she got a generation of African Americans locked up in prison for the rest of their life for misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I didn't know you could go to prison for a misdemeanor. I thought it was jail time. I did not know.
No. It misdemeanor stuff like marijuana or, let's say, zero tolerance. So, in other words, zero tolerance. If you're somebody caught in a classroom with a knife, a butter knife, anything, they arrest them right there and there and put them in jail, put them in prison. You know, let's say somebody got caught in a car, street strike that you out. Maybe they were wrong with the wrong crowd. Maybe they're young and they had marijuana. Maybe they had a misunderstanding, a gang fight. A couple times. And you do 3 of them, you in prison the rest of your life. But other neighborhood, it doesn't apply. You know, the ones who've been arrested and butted, it's the poor, the minority and the poor, have went up 6 times One out of every 15 African Americans is in prison. One out of 167 is white. So people have to realize what this lady done.
Yes, I did not realize that it hadn't did my research that far back. I knew her husband had passed laws that had really hurt the community. And I also knew President Reagan had, but I did not fully understand how far that went with the criminal justice system.
He literally went to Capitol Hill and campaigned for it. On top of that, she accepted money from the people that they privatized the prison with. She accepted money. She just stopped about a month ago, she just now stopped accepting money from them. The people who they privatized the prison to.
Because it didn't look good.
Right.
Her accepting money from people who they had helped privatize the prisons for, okay?
On top of that, she's accepting money. She got those people in charge of her fundraiser as well. And by the way, last year in the prison system, the profit for privatizing prison was over $6 billion, with a B now, $6 billion. What they made, $6
billion. Okay. All right.
Yeah. A lot of African Americans need to understand this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Racism, and I'm not saying this because you're a very intelligent, very successful black man running for president, but racism is rampant. It always has been. It hasn't been a new thing with the killings. Here in the United States of America, it's always went on. The media is making like it's something new, but it's not. And I know you're more than a successful millionaire black man running for the president. It's more to you than that, and I don't want to undermine you in any way. But I have to ask this. Where did you file to run for president? Which state?
When did I file?
Yes, sir.
I filed June 1 of this year. June 1. Go to my website, WillieWilson2016.com, and I filed June 1. But WillieWilson2016.com, and just Google up the name, my name also, Willie Wilson. You'll see where we filed June 1 of this year.
Yes, sir. In which state?
State.
Yes, there was a certain state.
June 1 of this year, I filed in Chicago.
Okay, that's what I was asking. So you're from Louisiana. I was just wanting to point that out. So you're from Louisiana, but you live in Chicago, Illinois. Have you ever met President Barack Obama, Miss First Lady Michelle Obama?
I've not met the First Lady Michelle Obama. I've met President Obama. I met him. In fact, President Obama campaigned against me for the mayor of Chicago about 6 months ago. He campaigned for the mayor of Chicago, had closed 80% of the African American school. He came and campaigned for him against me. He did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so okay.
You know what? Here's my take on races. I've not only had white discriminate against me, but the National Urban League wouldn't even let me speak. They're discriminated against me. The NAACP wouldn't let me participate or speak. The National Baptist Convention of USA wouldn't let me come and speak at their fair, but let the rest of them, the other whites, would come, but not me. The Black Caucus, the head of the Black Caucus, Butterfield, wouldn't let me come and speak, or wouldn't even hear me out for affirmative action because the Democratic Party been keeping me off the debate. But they didn't want to hear it because of the fact that they are for Hillary Clinton, but they wouldn't even let me come in and even speak to their organization, the Black Caucus, you know? So
okay, yes,
out for this here is that you cannot look at these days, in my opinion, just white races. You have African-American races that are fighting against their own blacks for trying to run, and I'm a prime example of it. So I
yes.
do not believe in let's say just white people discriminate against you. Your own people discriminate against you.
Yes,
and I look at it this way. It got to be about not so much about white against black and black against white. It got to be about human rights.
Human rights, not race.
Right.
Okay, I'd like to read something. I understand, I'm sure everyone listening understands that you believe in human rights, not necessarily white versus black or rich versus poor, but I want to read something. It says, it can no longer be Republican against Democrat, citizens against police, white versus black, rich versus poor. We must achieve the original vision of our country. To be a place where all people can be free to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Truly one nation under God. And that and signed here after that quote is Dr. Willie Wilson. That's you, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. And on your website, www.williewilson2016.com, it's on there, and you have places to volunteer and donate. But what I find amazing is what it says about Dr. Willie Wilson's American journey. It says Wall Street Journal, how Willie L. Wilson went from poverty to black philanthropy.
Okay.
It says long ago that, and I'm going to say doctor, out of respect. It doesn't have a doctor here on the website, but I'm going to say it anyway. Dr. Willie L. Wilson ran off from a Florida work camp. So you lived in Florida.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh. Sure did. Sure did. I lived
yes,
in
so
Florida.
So you convinced
I ran away from
virtual
home.
Slavery, which is true.
You know, so I'm living in I lived in a work camp down there. I had to run away from dogs and chasing me and everything else down there. And work our way from there and end up in Chicago. So, Delray Beach, Florida, and then came to Miami. And left that, of course, left and came to Chicago. And I got a book called What Shall I Do Next? Well, I don't know next what to do. And I encourage everybody that wants to learn more about me to get that book, because that book tells it all about my upbringing and my coming up and the struggle that I've been through. And then you really will realize that this is an American dream. You know, this is America. And I definitely love this country, and I love all people. I won't get into discriminating against anybody, because I think it's human rights. And I am a Christian. I am a Christian. For and most of everything that I do, I am a Christian. And I will remain that way until I die, because it's in the and really the laws of the Bible that tells us we must go this way anyway. And but I actually go that way and I feel that way from my heart. And so I think that our kids, things of that nature, must also know that black people will discriminate against you and just as much as the white person will. I just call it like it is. And now there's a lot of money involved into this whole thing. That
yes.
white people been bought off, let's put it that way, people been bought off by major corporations or Democratic Party. They put money into them that's the way you to vote for them. And when they sway you to vote for them, they'll take the money and forget about the people and put it in their own pockets. So a lot of that is going to our churches, our civil rights organization, all of it. I just refuse to be that way. I refuse it. And I won't go that way.
Yes, sir. Okay. So you're an independent thinker. You're running on the Democrat Party, but you're for all people. You're for humanity, basically. Okay, you're for humanity. And also you're familiar with the criminal justice system here in the United States of America, particularly Florida. So understand it. I'm in Florida. That's why I said that.
Yeah.
Florida hasn't changed that much.
Right, right. I got to come down there and campaign in Florida pretty soon after I get done with South Carolina. We were just accepted yesterday, day before yesterday in South Carolina, and got on the ballot. Otherwise, they were trying to keep me off the ballot.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were day before yesterday, we was in South Carolina. And so it is official now, you know. And so, but prior to that, right now today, the Democratic Party would not even allow me to be in the debate. That's why you haven't seen me in debate. They've been shutting me out. And when they said I didn't show nothing in the poll, but when the poll people call, they don't even mention my name. You know? And they got affirmative action in their clause. They won't even allow a black man to even be in a debate. I'm fighting for that now.
They would not.
No. That's why you haven't
seen
me in debate. Because they won't allow
they
me.
Would not let you. They will not let you in the Democratic debate.
Right. They will not let
is
me
that legal?
In the Democratic Party debate. As of right now, I've been fighting it. There have been two debates. They will not allow me to be in.
Why? I mean, understand why. Because you're not the status quo.
Right.
You are running on the Democrat Party, but you are for humanity. You're against poverty. Basically,
mm-hmm.
You're against poverty for anyone. It's like you keep saying, and what it's obvious, you know, you are the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
You made it. So few in this country now have the American dream. Most people talk about the middle class. Well, there are people in poverty.
Well,
poverty.
Mm-hmm. I think that they understand. They understand. I'm gonna get a lot of delicate, and. They don't want me on them. In the Republican, you got white, black, Latino American, the whole nine yards. And they won't. You got 17, 18 of them. But they won't let an African American in a debate here in the United States in the Democratic Party. And that's me.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you explain what a work camp is? I don't want to label you wrong.
Work camp is why you do work. In Florida, picking tomatoes and butter beans for 2 or 3 months and you don't get paid.
Okay, all right. I just want to make it. Because, see, people may come confuse that with the criminal justice system. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Because there are camps here in Florida still, but they're where people go to when they're about to be released, like 6 months to release. I want to straighten that out so people here wouldn't get confused. I don't want to be accused of slander.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely don't want that.
Right.
Okay.
We worked for 3 months down there and we couldn't get paid. We had to run off. And they still tried to block us out and had dogs and police all chasing us.
Okay. In some places, that was called sharecropping.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
That's what it was down there, what we call it. And we had to run like mad, you know, help our life.
Yeah, now everybody, you understand that, don't you? Okay. All right, this was back then. I call it sharecropping.
Mm-hmm.
To him, it was a work camp. Okay, because I have family who have did that. So are you for the increasing of the minimum wage for everyone?
Well, here's what I'm for. $15 per hour ain't enough money for anybody to make a living on, number one. I'm for a living wage. Don't give up. And I ain't talking about that. Why we should be accepting and talking about $15 per hour, we should be talking about contracts, fair, equal opportunity for contracts from the government. Give us contracts. We don't need minimum wage. Give us contract where we can make $50, $75, $100 per hour. Give us contract. Don't take our tax dollar and give it to other major corporations and not give it to us. Give us contracts and keep the minimum wage.
Okay. So also, what do you think of the retirement system for just not just for the elderly, but also for people who are truly disabled? Social Security, disability, Social Security retirement, supplemental security income. Where are you at on there? What do you have to say about that?
I think we should. Let me tell you, when you don't work.
People without legs.
Yeah, when you don't work for your money, I get a Social Security check myself. I'm 67 years old. My Social Security check, I give it away to the churches and the community. All right? But when you don't work, you're entitled to what you work for, your Social Security, the whole nine yards. We should take care of our veterans. We should take care of our disability people. What happened is that when you spend $1 billion a day in wars overseas, you could take those dollars, just 10% of those dollars, and take care of our problem at home. When we sent up, last year, according to 60 Minutes, 538 satellites that cost $1.7 billion a piece, which run into the trillion of dollars, you can take 10% of that and have Social Security, disability, and free education, forgive the student debt loan, the whole nine yards. That's
well,
what we do. We got to put America first.
Put America first. Okay. Understand and I agree with that, Dr. Wilson. So basically, when this country is at war with ISIS, this Bin Laden or whoever, basically there's somebody making money in this. There are people making money in this country, and it seems to me, from what I understand in my own research, shows that politicians, not all of them, are really responsible for bankrupting this country.
That's why you need to change. That's why people need to vote for me. I'm not running for a paycheck. We need something different. The politicians have messed up the country. You need somebody new that comes in and gonna be for the people, of the people, and where we live and work at, and never have left the community. Have proven that. It's time for a change.
It's time for a change. And you're saying they have 500 and some satellites, over $1 billion each, almost $2 billion? My goodness. My goodness. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. But yet they're blaming the poor. Everybody talks about the middle class and the rich, but there are people in poverty. There are people in poverty. There are kids going hungry. There are people who work every day and who still don't qualify for food stamps. They may be like $50, making $50 too much or $100 too much for food stamps. But yet they're working. Yet these people are working.
Well,
okay.
You need this too. If you can bring the people in from over in Syria and spend billions of dollars with that, and you can't find money to put in America and bring people in from Syria, another country, and spend billions of dollars there, certainly you can have free education, you can have your Social Security, your health care, and all those things.
But they don't want to take care of the citizens here. They said that it's a handout, that poor people, and sometimes they include the middle class, that people want a handout that food stamps is a handout, Medicaid, Medicare is a handout. That's what other people running for office have said, that it's a handout.
Well, a lot of politicians have been in pocket with these lobbyists. When they go get out, they get speaking engagement. You know, they go work for those corporations. And those big corporations take all the money. We should be making sure that small businesses, empowerment within our community, to benefit from the taxpayer dollar like the rest of them. Then you wouldn't have any problem. You take your home first.
But see, it shows you what they believe the American dream is.
Yeah. They believe
for
that
them.
The dream is about putting money in their own pocket.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton, he got all these donations from these major corporations. How can she be for the people when these major corporations giving her all this money?
But she's also running on the platform for women. Okay? She is.
That ain't good enough. I'm running for the platform of all people, regardless of what you are, male or female. You know, and I'm running for the people who's hungry. And listen, Hillary Clinton has got all this money, she's going to be for the rich. So her record have not shown where she's been caring nothing about minorities. When she was Secretary of State, look at her cabinet, see how many African Americans she had in the top position there. The administration. You know?
Yes, sir.
Look, take a look at all the records. Look, when she was First Lady, she never did come in the black community saying, let's take care and do something about teenage pregnancy. You know? She never did none of that stuff. Now she wants to be President of the United States and coming here doing it. I mean, she done put out kids in prison and taking money from and privatized the prison and taking money from the people who she privatized the prison to.
My goodness.
Who
My
do
goodness.
You think she's going to be dedicated to?
The people who have privatized the prisons, that's who she's going to go with because they have given her campaign a lot of money.
There you go.
That's who she's gonna probably cater to.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know for certain. Okay, so what about Mr. Bernie Sanders? Now he has some great ideas, and the lady Elizabeth, I believe she's a senator, Elizabeth Warren. If I'm incorrect, I'm sure I'll get an email or a message. She is suggesting that it be a holiday to go out to vote. I looked at that. It was in an email.
None of them are talking about empowerment that reflect equal opportunity and parity that reflect American population. None of them is talking about that. Why am I running around and talking about contracts fairly? Why are you talking about the government spend billions of dollars a year?
I don't think they can relate to the people.
He ain't talking about none of that. He talking about minimum wages. Y'all be ashamed of him talking about minimum wages. Y'all be talking about giving a contract so people can make $75 or $100 per hour or more. Versus just $15. It's all the game.
All right.
If you look at his background, he hasn't had no minority in his state and in his administration. When you look at his background when he's on news. Look at his background, people standing behind him. It does reflect America.
Also, there are too many of us in prison. There are too many young people in detention centers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young man named Martin Anderson some years back. He was in a boot camp in Panama City, Florida. He ended up dead, 14 years old. Everybody got off. You know, as far as I know, nobody was found guilty, far as I know.
Mm-hmm. The problem just lives in them, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm for American people, all citizens.
Yes. All citizens. All citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You're for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You're for humanity. You're for all people. You're not for one certain race. You're not for the wealthy or the poor or the middle class. You're for everyone. Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are for humanity, then you believe in doing what's right for everyone, not just one section, not just one group, not just one race. So I get that. But like I was saying, you talked about contracts instead of the minimum wage.
Right.
I had never thought of it that way. I know there have been people who have went on my show and talked about entrepreneurship. They talked a lot about that, but even with entrepreneurship, you have to have grants or somebody to give you a loan, and it's almost impossible to get a loan in today's day and time. It's impossible, just about.
Well, America has the responsibility to make that happen because those are our taxpayer dollars that they're giving the loan and the bank and giving the major corporation. And
yeah.
President, I'll make that happen. And as the president, I'll make sure that we find ways to make sure that we have the contract with the government, billions and billions of dollars, that is all inclusion for small business and economic empowerment in every community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Without
economic empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
For every community, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that makes a lot of sense. Your show, I'm going to switch up a little bit here. Miss Vicki Winans. I've interviewed Miss Winans a couple of times.
She was my first host of my TV show, Sensation.
Oh, she's what now, sir? Say it again.
Vicki Winans. She used to be Vicki Winans, was my first television show host on my TV show.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Winans. Great woman, beautiful singer, beautiful
mm-hmm.
gospel singer. Okay. So I was trying to, got a couple of more questions. I said I was going to keep this to 30 minutes, and I apologize for that because it's gone almost 45 minutes.
Well, that's all right.
Got one
I'm doing two things at one time.
Okay. So besides being for humanity, which is, to me, mercy, like God wants, okay, I shouldn't say that. But anyway, that's the right thing humanity is. So besides, what is your stance on abortion?
My stance
if you were elected.
Is yes. Freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it should be freedom of choice. And you believe in contracts, handing out contracts to people. So when you say giving people contracts, what do you mean? Is that to start businesses?
Yeah.
Or
businesses and things of that nature. Let's say the government spends, which they do, billions of dollars a year in GSA and also VA, which the government controls. What about taxpayer dollars? But all these billions of dollars are going to these major corporations. All right, but it's not going to any emphasis on small businesses, not enough on small businesses. A lot of times they say, well, it's minority, but what they've done is put the white females in there as minority. And then they call it making their number. But the white female, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have changed out their husband name and put it in the spouse name. And that's taken away from the true minority, like the black, the Latina, and the rest of them, all right? But I say they got to be fair. They got to make sure that they got to make sure the minority reflect the nationality in the United States.
Yes. Okay. And that includes Latinos, Mexicans. It includes everybody, Chinese, Japanese. It includes
mm-hmm.
everybody here.
All citizens.
All citizens of the United States of America. What do you think about immigration? What is your view on immigration? What would you do about immigration? Mr. Donald Trump has said what he would do. So what would you do if you were president?
Well, first of all, we got to have laws and follow the laws of America, United States of America. Everybody should take the right procedure and coming through to get in America. I cannot go to China or Mexico and just walk right in. You got to have laws. But you must make the laws equal and fairly. Just like they're letting the people in Syria will come over here. Donald Trump ain't talking about that. But yet he got Mexico right here as a NATO neighbor and talking about that. They won't let the people in Haiti or Africa get on boats and come over here and accept them here. You got to be equally and fairly to all citizens, all nationality of people in the world. You can't be okay with this here and not okay with that. So I'm saying this. It must apply the same. When the people in Haiti...
To the Mexicans, Latinos, okay, to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The same. Okay.
So my thing is that, look, let's not let one nationality come over here, such as Syria, and I'm not for that, because all this terrorism and stuff going on now, and they're letting them in, but won't let the people in from Mexico. They let the people in from Syria or Poland, but won't let the people in Haiti come in. They let them come in from other nationalities, but won't let the people from Africa come in. Something wrong with that. So Donald Trump ain't saying nothing about people in Syria.
Okay. All right. So what happened over in Paris, France was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you have to say to people listening about what happened in Paris, France?
I think it's a tragedy. I think that a lot of the people in ISIL is from Paris, France, fighting against their own country. A lot of people in the United States have joined over there with ISIL, too. What? Why the reason? Because of that. You're not taking your home first. Yeah. I condemn all acts of violence. Yeah. And so we have to do a better job at home first. And then let that trigger on trying to help overseas. But take your home first. So our own people won't go and join people overseas to fight against the home that they're born and raised in.
Yes, okay. All right. So, yes, it is tragic. Do you believe there should be war because of that? I don't.
I think that this year, we must have law and order in every country. The people who do violence, who do wrong, must be brought to justice. And must abide by the laws of that country that it has. We must take then look at people in that way, where you white, black, or indifferent, whatever have you. But having said that, we can be involved in all these wars. These wars have been going on since Abraham days, religion law wars and things like that. If you're Muslim, you're killing up Christians and all this kind of stuff. This should not exist. Therefore, we should not be involved with these religion wars overseas that we're not going to stop. And just look at humanitarian that we see, right? It should be a freedom of religion. And because if you're not one particular religion, faith, you should not go and kill another person because of that. It's wrong. You know?
Okay.
We have to put our principle and our moral issue in the right place at home first. Then that'll flow down to everybody else. That's why you should vote for me for president. Because I'm going
to vote
right
for
time.
You.
I'm not running for nobody but the people. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I'm at with all this whole thing, huh?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand you're for humanity. You're for what's right. And you're right, there should be laws. People should not be able to just walk into a country and be made legal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There has to be law. I agree with that. I do. What's right for the Haitian... What did you say, sir? What nationality did you name? What's right for... Syria should be right for the Haitians, Latinos,
California, Mexico. You hold down your name. We have to have one law for all people, all citizens, regardless of who you are.
One law for all citizens, not just one certain
right.
section that have come over here illegally. So, what do you think about? So, what is your idea I'm going to ask this, and you probably have already answered it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Immigration reform. Is that your answer to immigration reform? Everybody should be treated equally, and
yeah,
that
right,
people
uh-huh.
from over here
yeah.
cannot go into other countries or continents
mm-hmm.
and live and become citizens real easily?
Everybody should be created equal. Some of the
yeah.
other countries, they let people in because if you got $1 million, you're going to create jobs in the United States, they let you in because you got $1 million. Whereas over here, other countries don't have an economic base, of course, so people, they don't let them in. But you got to look at human rights. And so I'm going to let all human, everybody have the same human rights as anybody else regardless of what you have.
Okay. I was looking at your website, and it says Dr. Willie Wilson, Democrat for President, 2016. We the people, not we the party. I agree. Also, you should be allowed, it shouldn't be a problem. You shouldn't just feel you've earned the right not to be allowed. You've earned the right. You qualify for being president. You say you're a certain age, and you filed your, I don't know what it's called, but you filed it to run for president of the United States. I don't understand why they're keeping you out of the debate. It's legal.
Yeah, they keep me out. And they got the Urban League and the Black Caucus, all of them supporting him. They won't say nothing.
They won't say anything, okay. The Urban League, they're not helping you?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
NAACP not helping me. The Black
okay.
Caucus not helping me. Ain't but one organization helping me. That's the SCLC. SCLC. Number one, have been on my side. All we're asking for is equal opportunity like the rest of them. That's all we're asking for.
And it's supposed to be equal opportunity in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number one, beside me. That's SCLC.
Well, I know you got a large following. You got a large following. You got about 2 or 3 pages on Facebook, and I'm just looking at the people who some of them are. I have interviewed some of them. I haven't, but you have a large following. You really do. On one, I think you got 29,000, almost 30,000 people. The other one, you got almost 36,000 people. So that's saying a lot right there about the people. They want you in there.
Yeah, they
want you to be president. If you know, the media exposure would be great because, like I said, I'm small. I'm internet. But more media exposure, fair media exposure would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful what they wrote about you in the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal, yeah. Great businessman. Smart man. Okay, well, Dr. Willie L. Wilson, I'm concluding the interview. Everyone, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Dr. Wilson, if I get a chance, I will vote for you. I hope you get equal opportunity and fairness.
Thank you.
And fair media coverage. And I'm going to tell people once again where your website is. It's www.willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, 2016.com. That's Dr. Willie Wilson for president. You want to know about him, he does have a website. Is there any other way people can find out more about you?
Well, you can just Google up my name. You'll find a lot more about me that way, too, as well. I ask that all your listeners, if they would make a commitment, to give me $2, $5 a month for the next 8 months, you know, or $1, whatever they want to give. You know, when you go to WillieWilson2016.com, you'll see donation up there. And we ask that you to donate, be part of helping this cause, to helping yourself, you know, because I'm not accepting money from major corporations. I put my money involved in this year myself, to make sure that I stay independent that I can serve the people, and I ain't got to serve the rich and the major corporation. You got to serve, make sure that you for all people, rich, poor, and middle class, in between the whole nine yards.
Yes, and your slogan is Dr. Willie Wilson, Democrat for President 2016, we the people, not we the party.
Yeah.
We the people, not we the party. It's not Democrat or Republican or independent. It's the people. It's the people. Okay, then. Well, Dr. Willie Wilson, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me on my show and to my listening audience. Whenever you want to come back, you're more than welcome to.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, and I hope I get the chance to vote for you, and I hope you have more support.
Thank you very much. Voice your concern by, you know, writing the Democratic Party and your congress people and all those different things. Have your congregation do all that, and you're listening, you're following, and do all that as well. And every little bit of help.
Yes. All right, Ian. But you hear what he said? People is asking that you go to www.WillieWilson2016.com and donate $1 a month or $5 a month. It's not a lot. If you want to, if you want Dr. Wilson as president, well, I certainly do.
Thank you.
I like what he said. He's for humanity, which means he has a heart. So I'm all for that. So thank you again, Dr. Willie Wilson.
All right. Healthy. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Also, Dr. Willie Wilson has a book, his 2008 autobiography, What Shall I Do Next When I Don't Know Next What to Do? It's available now at http://www.drwilliebooks.com. So, all right, everyone, that concludes Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank you all for listening, and everyone, have a good day.